This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday postponed a trip to China just hours before he was set to depart. He changed his plans after a high-altitude Chinese surveillance balloon was discovered flying over U.S. airspace. A Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson confirmed the balloon did in fact belong to China, but said it was mainly used for meteorological research. Blinken and the Pentagon disagreed. Blinken spoke to reporters in Washington Friday afternoon.
Yesterday, the Department of Defense announced that we had detected and were tracking a high-altitude surveillance balloon that remains over the continental United States. We continue to track and monitor the balloon closely. We're confident this is a Chinese surveillance balloon.
A Pentagon spokesman said earlier in the day that the balloon will not be destroyed because of concerns for the safety of people on the ground. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in his evening address on Friday said it would be possible for Ukraine to start EU accession negotiations this year. He spoke after meeting top European Union officials in Kyiv earlier in the day. It was the first on Ukrainian soil since the Russian invasion last February. But there was no promise from the European Union officials for fast-track membership in the EU. Admission to the EU comes with requirements such as anti-corruption measures, and those can take years to implement. A powerful Arctic blast swept into the U.S. Northeast on Friday, threatening to push temperatures to record lows. On New Hampshire's Mount Washington, the wind chill was expected to drop as low as minus 79 Celsius. A National Weather Service advisory said the mass of frigid air would keep temperatures at life-endangering levels through Saturday. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said on Friday that the United States will make the first ever transfer of forfeited Russian assets to help rebuild Ukraine. Garland was joined by Ukrainian Prosecutor General Andriy Kostin at a news conference in Washington, D.C. Kostin said the U.S. Justice Department move was a clear message that there will be no immunity or impunity for international crimes.
Today, we are witnessing the authorization of transfer of the confiscated assets in the amount of $5.4 million U.S. dollars to the State Department for the purpose of rebuilding war-ravaged Ukraine.
U.S. prosecutors will confiscate $5.4 million belonging to a sanctioned Russian businessman and transfer them to the State Department. Dozens of raging wildfires in Chile claimed at least four lives while torching some 14,000 hectares, according to authorities on Friday, as a summer heat wave engulfs a large swath of the South American country. The deaths occurred in the town of Santa Juana in Biobío, a region some 500 kilometers south of Santiago, the capital. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's got proof that his economic plan is working. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Not only were 517,000 jobs added last month, President Biden says some 12 million have been created since he took office.
That's the strongest 2 years of job growth in history by a long shot.
And he adds, as jobs continue to go up, inflation is slowly coming down.
As inflation is coming down, take-home pay for workers is going up.
It's all positive news to talk about during next week's State of the Union.
The State of the Union and the state of our economy is strong.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Security researchers at Microsoft said Friday an Iranian government-backed hacking team allegedly stole and leaked private customer data belonging to French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. The magazine was hacked in early January after it published a series of cartoons that negatively depicted Iran's supreme leader. The characters were part of a media campaign that Charlie Hebdo said was intended to support anti-government protests in the Islamic nation. After a two-year hiatus due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Singapore's Lunar New Year parade bounced back to life on Friday evening with floats and costumes inspired by this year's Chinese zodiac, the rabbit. Organizers say the annual parade has its roots in processions held to honor deities tracing back to mainland China. The modern rendition is usually held around the Lunar New Year. It's closely associated with overseas ethnic Chinese communities in Singapore and Malaysia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.